William Shakespeare's The Tragedy of Julius Caesar by Tamara Hollingsworth and Harriet Isecki. The Tragedy of Julius Caesar. Characters: Mark Antony,
Julius Caesar,
Cassius,
Brutus,
Portia,
Octavius.
Setting: This reader's theater is set in ancient Rome in 44 BC. It begins on the streets of the ancient city. Scenes also occur in the homes of both Brutus and Caesar and at the Senate. The story concludes on the battlefields at Philippi. Act 1, Scene 1. The streets of Rome after the victorious Battle of Pompeii. Caesar, the holiday that Rome has declared in your honor is well-deserved, and now is the time to rejoice.
Mark Antony, I feel greatly encouraged by our victory in Pompeii. The sons of the Roman general of Pompeii, my arch-rivals, are now gone. They are dead, just like their father. I wonder what we should look for in the days to come.
I think we should look forward to you becoming the king of Rome, but I wonder why you are so reluctant. I offered you the crown 3 times in front of the crowds, and you could not miss hearing the people cheering wildly. Why did you not accept?
Mark Antony, I cannot accept the crown at this time. I need to think carefully about your offer.
Why do you hesitate at the thought? What worries you so?
I need to do what is in the best interest of Rome, my friend. I am also worried about what the soothsayer predicted. He said, "Beware the Ides of March." I do not understand what horror might occur on the 15th day of March.
The soothsayer only speaks in riddles. There is nothing to fear, for you are a great hero, and Rome desperately needs you.
I promise to think about your offer and make a decision very soon. Look, I see my soldiers, Brutus and Cassius. I deeply distrust Cassius, but Brutus has been a loyal soldier and a true friend. Let us wave to them.